Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
So, the subject I want to talk about is in the news because of a pretty sad story, but I don't want to focus on the sad story because it is just sad and disturbing. You guys remember that house that was in Southie and they found some, like, remains in the freezer a year? It was about a year and a half ago. So, that house is now on the market.
Okay.
And so, that's a very sad story. I don't really want to focus on that because I found this excellent article from my friend Megan Johnson, who writes for Boston.com. She writes for a lot of different places. But she wrote this whole article about stigmatized properties in Massachusetts. And that's basically defined as properties where like a murder has taken place, or it can be defined as paranormal activity is reported at the place.
Okay.
And basically about how real estate agents, brokers, whatever, legally, they don't have to disclose that a murder or paranormal activity or any other kind of unseemly activity has happened in the home when they're selling it to you. So in some other parts of the country, it's
what
like...
What is that? Paranormal activity is that just ghosts?
Or yeah,
is that
like a haunting.
Everything? Okay, but like not aliens, right?
I don't know. It doesn't mention aliens in the article, but
so,
I bet it could.
Because ghosts aren't real. So like if it's so
but
that,
aliens
they,
are.
They shouldn't have. Yes, obviously. So they shouldn't have to disclose the ghosts. They're fake anyway. Like, why would you have to disclose that? But if we're talking aliens, they should have to.
Aliens haunt people's houses.
They should have to disclose.
So she
that.
Writes here. She says,
are aliens paranormal? Is what I'm asking.
I don't think in this description.
I think they are.
You think
they are? Okay, I'll say this. Like, because the reason why this is brought up, she writes, in the Salem area, agents are used to dealing with stigmatized properties due to the area's paranormal activity and spooky sensibility. She says one realtor on the North Shore was at a rental property in Beverly that had a significant amount of, now see, this is like where we're talking about paranormal and real life stuff, quote, Satan worshiping stuff going on. During an inspection, the agent found a tapestry covering a door. The rest of the home was disheveled, but the door opened to a spotless room with a shrine and a deck of cards on a table. Quickly, the inspector and the agent realized what they were looking at. This was a room where they sacrificed animals. I learned you never really know what's going on behind closed doors.
Okay.
So
wait, the clean room was the room where they sacrificed the animals?
The rest of the house is
a total messy.
Behind, you see a tapestry. Ooh, there's a hidden secret door behind it. You go in it. Spotless room, except for the altar, I guess. And so you see that. When you go to sell the property on behalf of whoever it is, you don't have to tell the people taking the tour, oh, yeah, this room is usually where they sacrifice the animals.
Yeah, it's where
to
they
Satan.
Murder the goats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to do that. Okay.
So my question to you
is, how would I feel about a goat murder room? Probably not great.
Where do you draw the line, and would you, especially in this housing market, would you feel weird if you're like, go through the process, you're about to put an offer in, and you're like very excited about a house, you Google the address, and you're like, oh, God, this happened there.
We looked at a lot of houses and decided that the goat sacrificial room was not big enough, so we decided to
I was going to say, like, what's the natural lighting in there? Like, how big, what's the square footage in this room?
It's got southern exposure.
Yeah, exactly. Is there
the walls aren't horsehair, are they?
Is there, like, a fireplace in there or something like that? Like, what are the features? You know, can I use it as a bedroom? Is there a closet? Like, I need to know some things about this, but yeah. All right, so some
washer dryer hookups.
Yeah,
know,
exactly.
All that stuff.
Okay, so if I get a little more, it's hard to answer that question without all these details. But no, I wouldn't feel great about animal sacrifices. No.
Okay, so let's say that let's say you're looking at a really nice property in Boston, mm-hmm. and you're excited about it. It's in your price range, mm-hmm. not like ridiculously low, where you look at it and you go, "What happened there? You know, this is way below market," but it's reasonable. And then after you do a tour, you look it up and you find out. That's one of the places where the Boston Strangler hit. Would you be like,
Boston
I don't want to...
Boston Strangler? How long ago was that?
That's like 70s.
Yeah, I think 60s, 70s. I think I'm okay with that.
That's kind of how I feel too. But then it's like, sometimes when it's further back in time, it feels like it's more likely to have ghosts. I feel like the ghosts...
What if it's like...
If it's the further in the past, the more it feels like there's going to be ghosts there.
I guess.
What like if you found out there were a bunch of murders in the 1800s, I'd be like... Well, you know, I don't really care about that, but it probably is going to have an 1800s ghost walking around my kid's room.
Again, ghosts aren't real, but let's play the game. So ghosts, let's play the game that ghosts are real. I'll humor you on this. It's like humoring you that, Porzingis actually is the Celtics' third best player. What if he's like the ghost on that commercial? Is it a Geico commercial where he's just razzing him about the house? You got bamboozled. That guy? Like, what if it's like...
That's the worst.
What if it's like never a funny... heard backsplash.
What if it's like... You never heard of backsplash?
I had no idea.
Wow.
Clearly not a homeowner.
No, I was going to say not in the market. What if he's just razzing you? He's like, oh, yep, that's mold. What if he's just a ghost that's razzing you? That's not so bad.
That's very annoying. I already work with someone like that. I don't need that in my house.
I would like a ghost like that, just razzing me.
So back in 2019, the Haunty House at East 3rd Street in South Boston was for sale. That was the house where Whitey Bulger buried three different murder victims
in the basement. Yeah.
That feels too recent.
So they put it on sale for $3.5 million. That's what they listed it for.
Uh-huh.
I looked it up. It was purchased in 2022, so 3 years later. Obviously went through like COVID and everything. Eventually sold for $1.9 million. They just took down every building on that property and put up a new condo complex. So
it's the same property, but not the same house.
Yeah, if you live on East 3rd
Street, usually what happens now when something really bad happens, like the town sometimes will like knock the house down, and you know they'll build something else up there.
Right.
Or they sell it to somebody really cheap, and then they build a house.
Do you even want to be on the land, though?
I would not care at all.
You wouldn't care at all.
I live in the Lizzie Borden house. Like, I honestly don't care.
If it's knocked
down. Well, that's got some charm.
But I'm with you, Arkin. If it's knocked down, I don't think I care anymore. Do the fake ghosts carry over if it's knocked down? If it was the same house, I wouldn't love that.
Even if it's like not a ghost thing, you said, okay, 2019, like that feels recent.
I know, but I didn't realize the whole thing had been knocked down and leveled and replaced. I thought it was the same house. That's what I don't like about it.
If
it's been
knocked
down and it's brand new, I don't care anymore.
Don't you not love the idea of there being like bodies, murder in the house?
Don't love it.
Not the house anymore.
I don't love it. But that's, I mean, even if I like moved into the Whitey Bulger house, my thought would be, well, what are the odds? Happens again. Yeah. You know, like, come on.
It's
a
like
lot
the,
of houses.
Lightning's not striking.
It's
twice.
The opposite of their due.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Have you ever known someone?
We're in the clear.
Have you ever known someone who bought or lived in a house like this?
No.
Okay. So when I was in college, my guy friends started renting out a house that was incredibly cheap in Northern Virginia, right outside DC. It was a really nice house because there was a hot tub threesome that went wrong and it was a murder-suicide house.
Oh. That kind of wrong.
Damn.
Yeah.
In the middle of a hot tub threesome?
Yeah, it was a hot tub threesome that went awry, and it was like in the local papers and everything. It was on the, you know, local TV news, and they lived there their entire senior year, so we just called it Murder House.
Got it.
How long ago was the threesome gone wrong?
Like 2 years before.
Wow.
It was very recent. Like they had to rip up the carpeting and put
guys, I don't think the studio
down.
Is going to want to pick up a hot tub threesome gone wrong. What about hot tub time machine? All right, we can work with that.
So to answer your question, like if it's just like a normal deal that I'm looking at, I'm probably not super gung-ho about getting it. But if it's like way below, then I'm in, right? Like Arkin, if you're just like way below,
and there's a hot tub, hell yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like you're saying there's just it's an average deal. It's just like right in my price range, is what I'd expect to pay.
Uh-huh.
Then I'd prefer to not have a murder house. But if it's like way below market. Come talk to me about the murder house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. But I want to be, like, really saving money on this.
You save money, you can hire some painters to cover up all the blood.
Yeah.
Like, you can, you know, there's things you can do.
I don't just want, like, a deal that I can get anywhere else. I need a deal.
I think I'm really not doing this. The only real upside I see is that I get very stressed out by overnight guests, especially when they pee in my bed like my brother did. Well, not my bed, my guest bed.
Yeah, you already had horrific things happen in your home.
it's like having a ghost every time he comes to visit.
Do realtors have to disclose if the brother peed in the bed every night?
Yeah, they've had multiple house guests pee in that bed right there in this room.
It's true. Never mind
the dog.
They're like, I'll take the Boston Strangler house.
So I feel like if
is that murder house with the hot tub still available?
If Thanks. You tell everyone, like, hey, yeah, there were murders in this house has a real bad vibe, then they're not going to spend the night there. So then you don't have to entertain overnight guests, which is nice.
That is nice.
You know, because I have people who come from out of town and I want to be generous and say stay here. But then if you say there's a bad vibe, they just won't even ask.
Now, am I crazy? Have we done a similar Megsplaining before on houses like this?
No, we did a Megsplaining about houses that had secret rooms.
That's what it was.
Yeah, where you find
secret
out
sacrificial
like,
rooms.
Secret sacrificial
That's like a Venn diagram. Secret rooms and murders in the house. I think it's basically one circle.
Well, especially when you have an altar where they sacrifice goats to Satan.
How about this on the text line? 37937, there's a good chance somebody died at every building in the United States.
That's not true. You think that somebody died on every...
Somebody definitely died in every building in the USA.
Including the one you're currently broadcasting in.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
It's one texter. That's
their claim. More ridiculous than people who say you eat like 7 spiders in your lifetime.
Every building, some buildings just got built like last year. That's impossible. Yeah, that's ridiculous with this.
No, I think on the site, he said. No, he did say building, but you're right. But what if we say on the site, like on the property, like this property right here?
Probably not. I mean, there's some pretty remote areas of the country.
Well, died is in like, you know, died of old age, maybe surrounded by loved ones or something. Okay. That's different, I guess.
That's not a bad vibe.
Not murder.
Someone's been murdered in every house in the world.
He didn't say murder. He said died. He didn't say
Fine.
Murder.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's not that big a deal. Someone died of old age in a house. What the hell?
Yeah,
who cares?
That happens all the time.
I don't know. Some Nana dies. She's still, if you believe in ghosts, she's still haunting the house, isn't she?
No. She's going to go haunt her grandson or something.
Why?
She's not going to haunt her house.
This isn't supposed to be a bedroom.
I don't like this backsplash.
I feel like Charlestown is probably super haunted.
You got bamboozled.
Oh, well, Kat's a big believer in ghosts.
Would she have a problem with it?
I think for the right price, I don't think it would bother her. She just put up with the ghosts. She just believes in ghosts. That's all I'm saying.
I could see her getting really bitchy about the ghosts. Being like, ah, Jones, these ghosts.
The ghost woke me up early again. First Lucas, now the ghost.
No wonder they got murdered.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wish I could murder him again.
So that's Megsplaining each and every day at this time here on Jones and Mego with Arkan. Quick sprint for Keith up to the Red Sox tonight. You got some time to jump in line, 617-779-7937. And we have Bet Roulette picks for tonight next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.